I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Back now to our conversation about the White House-backed immigration plan. It's a highly charged topic. Case in point, that exchange we heard about earlier between CNN reporter Jim Acosta and White House advisor Stephen Miller at yesterday's press conference on the bill. The legislation would give higher priority to English speakers. That prompted CNN's Acosta to ask Miller if that meant the U.S. would just be letting in people from Britain and Australia. Here's how Miller responded.
It shows your cosmopolitan bias. And I just want to say...
It sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people...
It may sound a little like it falls into the category of the word elitist, but cosmopolitan also has an ugly history of anti-Semitism. Nazis in Germany and Joseph Stalin both weaponized the word. Christina Lopez is a senior researcher at Media Matters. She's been following trends in language used by white supremacists and the alt-right. So what does a word like cosmopolitan actually signal to white supremacists, Christina?
Well, like you very well said, anti-Semitism has a long, ugly tradition of using cosmopolitanism as a dog whistle. And the thing about dog whistles is that they work kind of like Easter eggs. You have to know what you're looking for to find them. So therefore, they kind of like land with a very specific kind of audience, but fly over the heads of everybody else. So on a sort of speech that was meant for public consumption, like yesterday's press briefing, Stephen Miller was able to just throw in the word cosmopolitan and, you know, make it sound like he meant elitist. And when confronted by anyone, he would be able to say, you know, well, no, of course you're making this up. I am myself Jewish, or be able to get away with it. And the thing about dog whistles is that they have to work into a larger context. And the context that we have in this particular instance is that the White House in the past 24 hours has cited explicitly groups that are anti-immigrant nativist groups. Steve Miller cited the Center for Immigration Studies. The White House website had the praise from the group, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, and the group Numbers USA. These three groups have been labeled hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So those citations that are so explicit leave very little room for interpretation to whether we should call it a dog whistle or not.
Do you think Stephen Miller was connecting the propaganda dots when he used the word, or was he kind of referring to a vague sense of globalism, cosmopolitanism?
So it's very hard to know what was going through the minds, and that's why dog whistles are so insidious, because they can be used innocuously, and they kind of give an out to whoever is using them to be able to say, that's not what I meant. The thing is, they are not meant for the general population. You're throwing red meat for the well-attuned ear that has the context, the larger context, where you want it to land. So dog whistles, in that sense, allow you to appeal to a certain part of the population that it wouldn't be okay to appeal in a general speech like the White House press briefing. But these groups are attuned, and they are listening. And Stephen Miller is right now being celebrated in the corners of the alt-right, white nationalistic internet as a hero for keeping the purity of the population in America by kind of trying to curtail immigration.
There are other words in the whole white supremacist alt-right movement. And cosmopolitan, you know, you could find that in a dictionary. What are some of the other words that you wouldn't find in a dictionary that the alt-right would understand immediately?
The thing about the alt-right on the internet, specifically online, and this is where this movement had sort of grew and was able to form actual communities, they, like any other community online or offline, have developed a sort of, we can call it a dialect that kind of lets them know that they're part of the same community, and therefore their own set of inside jokes and their own set of slang. So to them, like the one they use the most, and it's pretty much to put down others, it's the cuck.
Right.
Cuck means a coward, someone that's lame. And they borrow that word actually from the slang of pornography, but that, now they have adapted it, and they tend to use it specifically to people that they see as feckless or spineless. And that's their big word of showing sort of a alpha maleness on top of everybody else.
And then there's just the word elite, which, you know, you can find in the dictionary, and it just has a very potent meaning when it's taken out of that context.
Exactly. You can assign the meaning that you want depending on the context. And in the context of white nationalism, the alt-right, even the pro-Trump new right, to them, elitism just speaks to media or bi-coastal elites. And basically, they've added a negative connotation to something that, you know, it's pretty much moral neutral in the normal sense of the word.
Christina Lopez with Media Matters, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.